Oh, I hate it to be over. I've had a wonderful time with you.
That was a lot of fun.
You've been listening to Piano Jazz with Marion McPartland. Her guest has been pianist and composer Keith Jarrett. Join us each week at this time as Marion welcomes other outstanding artists for an hour of conversation and improvisation. This program was recorded at Keith Jarrett's personal studio and is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson, recording engineer Duke Marcos, assisted by Brian McCabe and Yu Jin, mastering engineer David Mitchell, production coordinator David Lyon, executive producer Elaine Freeman. If you wish to contact us, our email address is pj@scetv.org. Our postal address is 1101 George Rogers Boulevard, Columbia, South Carolina, 29201. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, Pozzioli Pianos, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and NPR. Contributors include the Doris Duke Charitable Foundation, celebrating 10 years of support for the performing arts, environmental conservation, medical research, and the prevention of child abuse. And the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people. Online at wtgrantfoundation.org. This is NPR, National Public Radio.
You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria. NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. Keep it tuned. The Art of Jazz with your host Ken Wiley is coming right up next.
Hi, I'm Erin Hennessy, KPLU News Director. One of the goals of the KPLU News Team is to tell you stories that matter to you, that matter enough for you to tell the stories to your friends.
Let's give them something to talk about. Baby.
Let us give you something to talk about. Education, the environment, business, science, the arts. News coverage that can be passed on from listener to listener. You can hear our reports every day on 88.5 KPLU.
Support for KPLU comes from
SF Jazz, a San Francisco nonprofit presenter of artistic and education programs devoted to America's art form. With marquee events such as the San Francisco Jazz Festival, Spring Season, and the SF Jazz Collective, tickets, events, CDs, and more are at sfjazz.org.
afternoon. This is The Art of Jazz. I'd like to start with Pee Wee Irvin, a trumpet player, a couple of them for you, the Tin Roof Blues and Eccentric.
Thank you.
Pee-wee Irwin playing his trumpet and his band there with him. I'm going to call it Dixieland or traditional jazz, Chicago. All kinds of names out there. I can't keep them straight. King Jazz, 1950. Tin Roof Blues, put together pretty much by the New Orleans Rhythm Kings. A small band that started in Chicago. And J. Russell Robinson's Eccentric. Irwin Trumpet and Andy Russo on trombone. Phil Olivella playing the clarinet. Billy Maxted comments and piano. Jack Faye, string bass, and Cliff Lehman on the drums. Up next is Sarah Vaughan in a setting that was unusual for her at the time. She was getting into some pretty heavy jazz stuff, and she was very popular in the pop area and had one foot in each group. This arrangement by Hugo Peretti was made for her in 1954 for Mercury Records. It's called Idol Gossip.
Friends may often come to you with idle gossip. Should they say our love is through, that's idle gossip. Let the rumors come and go. We'll prove to everyone we still carry on as though our love affair has just begun. Now and then let's stop and kiss. Notice this, and they'll start talking in their idle gossip. They may say that I love you, and this time idle gossip will be true.
Gossip, 1954 for Mercury Records, and Hugo Peretti arrangement for her. The composition by Joe Meyer and Floyd Huddleston. Sarah Vaughan, 1954. Count Basie now, a couple of them, 1945, 1946.
Thank you. she knows how to work, but she likes to stay home instead. My gal, she knows how to work, but she likes to stay home instead. She's so darn lazy, they call her the lady in bed. Too tired to laugh, too tired to cry, too tired to lay her body down and die. She hasn't got no future, she hasn't even got a past. But the way she takes it easy, heaven knows how long she'll last.
Count Basie, 1945 and then 1946. What'd they do? High Tide, written by Freddie Green, who was a guitarist in the band for 40-plus years, and Rudy Rutherford, the clarinet soloist you heard, helped Freddie with that. Basie's piano, Illinois Jacquette, tenor soloist, Dickie Wells, trombone, Harry Sweets, Edison, also there on trumpet, and then Lazy Lady, also Columbia Records. Leonard Feather wrote that with his friend Phil Moore, Basie's piano. Beautiful trombone solo by George Matthews, Jimmy Rushing, doing the singing, and Harry Edison behind him on the trumpet. Count Basie right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Old West Town of Winthrop, Washington, with year-round recreational activities including hiking, river rafting, shopping, wine, and dining, as well as music festivals. Winthrop also offers lodging from rustic to resort. Trip planning, assistance, and more at winthropwashington.net.
And go to Blue Note Records now. Blue Note. Many years in the business, and thankfully, all kinds of great things, starting, what, 1939? That's where I'm going to take you now. 1939, Albert Ammons, solo piano player, and one of his called Chicago in Mind. And then, same year, same session, he teams with his friend Meade Lux Lewis, and Albert Ammons and Lewis do Twos and Fuse.
Thank you.
Two Pianists, Two Pianos, 1939 for Blue Note Records. Albert Ammons all by himself doing his Chicago in Mind. And then he's joined by Mead Lux Lewis, and they do one they call Twos and Fuse. Blue Note, 1939, Albert Ammons and Mead Lux Lewis. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
SF Jazz, a San Francisco nonprofit presenter of artistic and education programs devoted to America's art form. With marquee events such as the San Francisco Jazz Festival, Spring Season, and the SF Jazz Collective, tickets, events, CDs, and more are at sfjazz.org.
How I miss your sweet tender kiss and the wonderful things you would do. Then I run my hands through my silver strands. I'm blue, turning gray over you. Now you used to be so good to me, but that's when I was a novelty. Now you have new thrills in view, found someone new, left me blue, turning gray over you.
Who has crossed over? If if I never have a cent. Gonna be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Ideas? I had about five calls. Who is that? Why, that's me. Well, it's fun to do that sometimes, not lead into it, but let it go and then see what happens. That's Frankie Lane, 1946 in Los Angeles for Mercury Records. Fats Waller and Andy Rizzav's Blue Turning Gray Over You. And Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields on the sunny side of the street. Babe Russin on tenor saxophone. Longtime friend and compatriot of Frankie Lane. Carl Fisher playing the piano and doing the arrangement. Perry Botkin, guitar. Artie Bernstein, string bass. Lou Singer on drums and vibes. Frankie Lane, 1946. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you. And this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Shoreline Community College, presenting on September 17th, Brain Rules for Business with Dr. John Median on his 12 rules for how our brains work and how they can help listeners survive and thrive in the business world, at home, and school. Tickets at brownpapertickets.com.
I'd like to stay with On the Sunny Side of the Street, McHugh and Fields' composition. Let's hear Benny Goodman with Peggy Lee singing, 1941, and then Lionel Hampton, his singing, 1937.
Don't you hear the pitter-pat your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade, blue Jean Parade. My blue day's over, now I walk in the sun, having my fun. This rover crossed over. If I never had a dime, I'd be as rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust round my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Thank you.
through versions of On the Sunny Side of the Street, the music written by Jimmy McHugh, and Dorothy Fields did the lyric. First up was Benny Goodman with Peggy Lee singing, Goodman, of course, on clarinet, 1941 for Columbia Records, On the Sunny Side of the Street. Lou McGarity's trombone, Goodman clarinet, Mel Powell piano, Tom Morgan guitar, string bass, Sid Weiss, and the drumming of Ralph Collier. Hampton playing his vibes and singing, 1937 for Victor. Buster Bailey clarinet, Johnny Hodges on alto saxophone, Jess Stacy piano, Alan Roos guitar, John Kirby on bass, and Cozy Cole at the drums, Benny Goodman and Lionel Hampton. And On the Sunny Side of the Street. A few days ago, I opened up my morning paper. Yes, I still get a paper, and I'm glad they're still here, and I read them every morning. And I opened up, and there was a notice that Chris Connor had died at the age of 81 years, and it took me back quite a ways. I first heard her with Stan Kenton. She was with other bands before. At the time, I hadn't heard her. Maybe I had, and I didn't pay much attention to it. She had been with Claude Thornhill, Jerry Wald, I think, maybe some others. But this particular one, I got it off the shelf for you. This is the one I heard. Recorded in Chicago, 53, with an arrangement for Chris Connor with Stan Kenton, an arrangement by Bill Russo.
I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you? Some get their kick from cocaine. I'm sure if I should take even one sniff, it would bore me terrifically too. Still, I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to see you obviously don't adore me. I get no kick from a plane flying up high in the sky with some guy is my idea of nothing to do. Still, I get a kick out of you. Every time I see you standing there before me, I get a kick, though it's clear to see you obviously don't adore me. I get a kick from a plane flying up high in the sky with some guy is my idea of nothing, nothing to do.
Chris Connor with Stan Kenton, an arrangement by Bill Russo of Cole Porter's I Get a Kick Out of You. 1953 when the band was in Chicago. And Russo came out of there too. And as I said, that was the first record I heard her on. And everything was impressing me at that time about that band. I mean, Russo's arrangement, her voice, the trombones and their work and their arrangement and all that. Capitol Records, 1953, Chicago. The lineage of great singers with Kenton, I try to remember. Anita O'Day first, and then June Christie, then Jerry Winters, and then Chris Connor, and I think Ann Richards followed her, but all of them made names for themselves, and of course for Kenton. In 1954, the next year, Bethlehem Records recorded Chris Connor, leading her own group, doing her own tunes, and we will hear three. Try a Little Tenderness by Harry Woods, Jimmy Campbell, and Reggie Connolly, 1932. All About Ronnie by Joe Green, and Spring Is Here by Richard Rodgers and Larry Hart. Behind Miss Connor, Ellis Larkins on piano, Everett Barksdale guitar, and Beverly Peer on string bass.
In the hustle of the day, we're all inclined to miss little things that mean so much, a word, a smile, or a kiss. When a woman loves a man, he's a hero in her eyes, and a hero he will always be, if he'll just realize that she may be weary. Women do get weary wearing the same shabby dress. And when she's weary, try a little tenderness. She may be waiting, just anticipating things she may never possess. While she's without them, try a little tenderness. It's not just sentimental. She has her grief and her care, but one word that's soft and gentle makes it easier to bear. You won't regret it. Women don't forget it. Love is their whole happiness, and it's all so easy. Try a little tenderness, and it's all so easy. Try a little tenderness. Thank you. of embrace, his whisper that lingers, caressing your face, all about Ronnie, best told in a toast. Let me propose it, he's my favorite host. We'll drink from dry glasses, there's no need for wine. The champagne is Ronnie, and Ronnie is mine. Spring, when the world was writing verses like yours and mine, all the lads and girls would sing when we sat at little tables and drank May wine. Now April, May, and June are sadly out of tune. Life has stuck the pin in the balloon. Spring is here. Why doesn't my heart go dancing? Spring is here. Why isn't the waltz entrancing? No desire, no ambition leads me. Maybe it's because nobody needs me. Spring is here. Doesn't the breeze delight me? Stars appear. Why doesn't the night invite me? Maybe it's because nobody loves.
Chris Connor for Bethlehem Records, 1954. Try a Little Tenderness, All About Ronnie. Spring is Here. Pianist Ellis Larkins, guitarist Everett Barksdale, and string bass player Beverly Peer. And that's for her. She passed on late last month at the age of 81. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and all that jazz. A community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. For Eddie, longtime listener in Philadelphia, here's Joe Sullivan.
Give me a pound of brown round. Give me a pound of round brown. Now don't you try to sell me lamb, Sam. Just give me a pound of brown round. My babies begin to notice all the manly charms. I just gotta do something about it to get her back in my arms. They tell me the reason why my muscles ain't got the stuff is due to the fact my red carbuncles aren't red enough. So look here, man.
Give me a hunk of steak, Jake. Give me some meat to chop on. Don't bother me with no snacks, Max. All you do is just give me a pound of ground round. Start grinding, man. Start grinding. Hand me a thick filet, Ray. One of those big juicy porterhouse, Strauss. Don't taunt me with no hen, Ben. Just give me a pound of ground round. The bigger the artu, my baby, all the better, bud. You gotta be bustin' with vice since all your name is Mud. My baby don't care about my hair or if my pants are pressed. She just want one of those big fine guys like me with a 47 chest, just like me. Toss me a slice of prime sime. Throw me a hunk of rump crump. I want my baby back, Mac. So give me a pound of ground rye.
Better than that, man. You better give me about 10 pounds.
Sleep and dream. I want to dream once more. Those wonderful dreams like I had the night before. Let me dream. That's all I want to do. Although you're far away, but in my dreams we kiss the same away. To hear you in my ear, to whisper things I long to hear. My lips are waiting for your kiss, to kiss in a dream. Oh, what a heavenly bliss. I know can take your place. So till that day, I only want to sleep and dream. I know
take that set in order, otherwise I'll have to turn my notes upside down here. All right, here we go. three of them for you in that set. Joe Sullivan, solo piano, 1935 in Los Angeles for Decca Records. His composition, Just Strolling. That's Joe Sullivan. Ivory Joe Hunter, 1949 for MGM Records. Playing the piano, playing the Celeste. Maybe that's a toy piano, I don't know. And singing. Give me a pound of ground round and let me dream. Tap Jordan trumpet, Pete Clark alto saxophone, Bud Johnson arranging and playing tenor, Ernie Caceres baritone saxophone, Hunter, as I said, at the keyboard, Bill Pemberton string bass, Kelly Martin to be with Earl Garner a little bit later, playing the drums, Ivory Joe Hunter, and before that, Joe Sullivan. All right. Oh, this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Pacific Lutheran University. PLU has created Project Access to help students realize their dreams of a college education. With a goal of $1 million, PLU welcomes contributions from community members at plu.edu/projectaccess. PLU, challenge, support, success.
Well, if you are a guitarist, and listen up here, this earlier stuff, if you have some friends who are, give them a call. This is from 1932, two guitarists, Eddie Lang and Carl Kress. They wrote these two. It's called Pickin' My Way, Feelin' My Way, Brunswick Records, 1932.
Thank you.
guitars for you, Eddie Lang and Carl Kress, 1932 for Brunswick, and they wrote them, played them together, Pickin' My Way, and the flip side of the 10-inch 78, Feeling My Way, Eddie Lang, Carl Kress. I speak about dancers and the importance about dancing and this music and the formation of it, particularly during the swing era. And the great dancers, and a few of them, made records. Bill Robinson, better known as Bojangles, 1929 for Brunswick, backed by Irving Mills' Hotsy Totsy Gang. He's going to dance for you and comment.
The name of this dance is Doing the New Lowdown. I'm now putting on my wooden shoes, and I'll give you my idea of a tap routine to this number. Closely.
ain't misbehaving. No one to talk to. That's why I ain't misbehaving. I'm happy on the ship. Ain't misbehaving. I'm feeding my love. I ain't misbehaving. Just having a lot of fun. All here by myself. No one to talk to. I ain't misbehaving. Saving all my love. Jack Horner, he's in the corner. He don't go nowhere. But what do I care? Don't you know that your kisses are worthwhile waiting? I say your kisses are worthwhile waiting for. Oh. Wild dog loose, let them go off.
Robinson, known as Bojangles, in a record he made for Brunswick, 1929, backed by Irving Mills' Hotsy Totsy Gang, doing the new Lowdown by Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields, and Ain't Misbehavin' by Fats Waller and Andy Razaf, and tap dancing, a little singing, a little comment here and there. That's wonderful. I'm reminded of what Whitney Balliet, the jazz critic for many years of The New Yorker, said about this great dancer's drum standing up and great drummer's dance sitting down. Duke Ellington loved what Bojangles was doing, and in Chicago in 1940, he made a composition called Bojangles for Victor Records. The record starts with Ellington and his bass player, young Jimmy Blanton, dancing back and forth on their instruments with each other. Ben Webster dances on his tenor sax and Barney Bigard on his clarinet. Thank you. wonderful statement by Duke Ellington for Bill Robinson, that composition by Ellington called Bojangles. Chicago, 1940, for Victor Records, Jimmy Blanton's bass, Ellington's piano, Ben Webster's tenor sax, Barney Bigard's clarinet, all incorporated into that dance. 1940. Fred Astaire in 1936, carrying on with the tradition of Bill Robinson, the music that I played for you a few moments ago, also for Brunswick and in Los Angeles, is going to tap for you and sing. I think he's one of the great jazz singers, by the way. And certainly one of the great dancers and actors. Irving Berlin associated with Astaire, or I should say Astaire with Berlin. This is called Let Yourself Go. It comes from the film Follow the Fleet. The pianist and director of the orchestra is the composer Johnny Green. Here's Fred Astaire.
Don't you get a bubble. As you listen to them play, don't you get a glow. If you step out on the floor, you'll forget your trouble. If you go into your dance, you'll forget your woe. So come get together. Let the dance floor feel your leather. Step as lightly as a feather. Let yourself go. Come hit the timber, loosen up and start to limber. Can't you hear that hot marimba? Let yourself go, let yourself go. Relax and let yourself go. Relax, you've got yourself tied up in a knot. The night is cold but the music's hot. So come, cuddle closer. Don't you dare to answer no, sir. Butcher, banker, clerk and grocer. Let yourself go.
Fred Astaire tapping and singing for you. 1936 for Brunswick, Let Yourself Go, written by Irving Berlin, Johnny Green, and his orchestra and his piano behind Mr. Astaire. Ida Cox now singing from Chicago, 1928 for Paramount Records, Tree Top Tall Papa. On cornet, Dave Nelson. Jesse Crump playing the piano. We're not quite sure who the banjo player is.
Top song. heartbroken. I can't keep from crying. I'm afraid of living, but Lord, I ain't afraid of dying. I love my man, but I can be his slave. I love my man, just can't be his slave. Gonna carry me to my grave. You know a dollar is round, and it goes from hand to hand. A dollar is round, and it goes from hand to hand. Like these Chicago women, always running from man to man.
Ida Cox in Chicago, 1928, for Paramount, and Treetop Tall. Papa, Dave Nelson, cornet, Jesse Crump on piano, and the banjo player. We're not sure. And listen to that line, the dollar is round, goes from hand to hand. I'm going to take that theme a little later. I'd like to take you to New Orleans now, 1950. Good time jazz recording. George Lewis on his E-flat clarinet, a little smaller than the regular one. And a composition he wrote called Burgundy Street Blues. Thank you. George Lewis playing his E-flat clarinet in New Orleans, 1950, recorded by Good Time Jazz Records, and his composition, Burgundy Street Blues. Lawrence Marrero playing the banjo, and Al Seed's Low Drag Pavago playing string bass. That is beautiful. George Lewis, 1950. Right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from...
The 3rd Annual Mount Rainier Blues, Jazz, Wine, and Brews Festival, September 26th at the Mineral Lake Event Center in Mineral, Washington, featuring a dozen Northwest bands, supporting a food drive for the Lewis County Food Bank. Tickets and info at oxfordentertainment.com.
A few moments ago, I played Ida Cox, and in her composition, she, she said a dollar is round, and it goes from hand to hand, those Chicago women, from man to man. Clancy Hayes with Bob Scobie's Frisco Band in Oakland, 1952, for Good Time Jazz, worked on the same thing. This is a composition. The whole idea is nobody stays put. Look out. And it was started a long time ago. I mean, Ida Cox borrowed the idea, and so does Clancy. Clark Van Ness and Jack Palmer originally started it. It's called Silver Dollar. Here's Clancy Hayes.
Is like a ship without a sail, just like a boat without a rudder, like a kite without a tail. Yes, a man without a woman, he's not even worth a grain of sand. But if there's one thing worse in this universe, it's a woman without a man. Now you throw a silver dollar down to the ground and it'll roll, 'cause it's round. A woman never knows what a good man she's lost until she throws him down. So listen, listen, listen to me. I'll make you understand how a dollar always travels from hand to hand, and a woman goes from man to man. In most cases, a woman goes from man to man.
Clancy Hayes playing the banjo and singing Silver Dollar, written by Clark Van Ness and Jack Palmer, backed by Bob Scobie's Frisco Band in Oakland, 1952, for Good Time Jazz. Scobie on trumpet and Jack Buck on trombone, George Probert, clarinet and soprano, Wally Rose on piano, Clancy, as I said, and Dick Lammy on string bass, and Fred Ajira playing the drums, Clancy Hayes. Julian Dash played tenor sax in Erskine Hawkins' band for a long time. He wrote some compositions, including the band theme, and I thought I'd bring him to your attention. 1939 Bluebird Records, Erskine Hawkins, who plays trumpet and leads a band, very successful one. Sam Lowe, who plays trumpet in the orchestra, wrote this and arranged it. It's called No Soap. Julian Dash gets a 96 measure solo. Erskine Hawkins and his orchestra, 1939 for Bluebird, No Soap is the name of it, and it's a feature for Julian Dash on his tenor saxophone solo. Hawkins did the trumpet solo and fine bass work throughout by Lee Stanfield, Erskine Hawkins, and Julian Dash. Dash, with some help by William Johnson, an alto saxophonist and arranger, and the band wrote the orchestra theme. It's called Tuxedo Junction. The muted trumpet is Hawkins. The alto is Johnson. The clarinet is Haywood Henry, who also plays baritone in the band. The open trumpet is Wilbur Dud Bascom. Thank you. Erskine Hawkins and his orchestra and their theme, Tuxedo Junction, written by Julian Dash and William Johnson. And fine work in there by Hawkins on his trumpet and the mute, and Bill Johnson on his alto, and Haywood Henry's clarinet, and Wilbur Dud Bascom playing the open, unmuted trumpet. Dud Bascom, by the way, was quite an influence on a very young Miles Davis. Dash got his own band for an interesting record company. The record company is called Sittin' In With. That's right. And then they'd put the guy's name on the label. And so Julian Dash and his septet, 1951, had a record made by Sittin' In With. This is one they wrote called Devil's Lament. Ted Donnelly, trombone, Bobby Smith, alto, Dash on tenor, Barry. Haywood Henry, who you just heard on clarinet, came over from Hawkins' band to join Dash. Ray Tunia on piano, Everett Barksdale, guitar, Lee Stanfield, bass player, and a very young, getting started, Sonny Payne, playing the drums. Julian Dash's own band is Septet, 1951, for Sitting In With Records. Devil's Lament, Dash, of course, on tenor saxophone. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria. NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. I was listening to Everett Barksdale in that when I was putting it on the erasable CD and thought of Lightnin' Hopkins. Let's go to Houston, okay? Same record company, 1951, and hear Lightnin' Hopkins.
Lord, it hurts so bad to hire us to fight. But someday, baby, you ain't gonna talk about it in a long time. What's she at? She's on my mind. Every place I go, I must love. Nobody knows, but someday, baby, you ain't got to worry about life. Yes, I know you're different, but I'm gonna tell you about it.
Houston, Texas, Lightnin' Hopkins, his guitar, his voice, 1951, for Sitting In With Records, Hopkins' New Worried Life Blues. That's something, Lightnin' Hopkins. Well, let's see, what do I want to do here? Let's go to Charlie Barnett and his orchestra, Barnett playing tenor and soprano and alto sometimes. Ran a band for a long time. This is from 1949. Start out with All the Things You Are, written by Jerome Kern, 1939. It features on trumpet Maynard Ferguson. The arranger is Dennis Farnan.
Thank you.
why that is. But in my neighborhood, the dogs were barking. Maynard Ferguson. Oh, my. He did that all his life. Amazing. Precise. Dizzy Gillespie said, boy, most trumpet players can't play up there because they can't hear up there. Maybe a point, but it also takes what we call chops. Dennis Farnan did that arrangement. Charlie Barnett and his orchestra in 1949. All the Things You Are, written by Jerome Kern, as I said, a feature for Maynard Ferguson. The flip side, is it the flip side? Maybe it isn't, I don't know. Maybe. Charlie Barnett's performance of Ill Wind. This is a beauty written by Harold Arlen, lyric by Ted Kohler, way back in 34. The vocalist is Trudy Richards, and the arranger for her is Pete Rugolo. Charlie Barnett and his orchestra, 1949 in Los Angeles for Capitol Records, and Ill Wind by Harold Arlen, Tet Kohler, sung by Trudy Richards, and a beautiful arrangement by Pete Rugolo. Mercer Ellington, Duke Ellington's son, born 1919, played in the band, played fourth trumpet, and did all kinds of clean-up work around the band and so on, and wrote some beauties, and this is one of them. It's called John Hardy's Wife, the Ellington Orchestra, 1941, for Victor. You will hear Ellington's piano, Harry Carney's baritone sax, Rex Stewart's cornet, and Lawrence Brown's trombone. Duke Ellington and his orchestra doing Mercer Ellington's composition, John Hardy's Wife, 15th of February, 1941 for Victor. Ellington's piano and Carney's baritone saxophone, Rex Stewart's cornet, Lawrence Brown's trombone. The same session, Billy Strayhorn, favorite of mine, called After All. Strayhorn comes in to play piano. Ellington sits down to relax for a while. We'll hear Lawrence Brown's trombone and Johnny Hodges on alto. And Billy Strayhorn's After All. Duke Ellington and his orchestra, 1941, for Victor Records, with Billy Strayhorn on the piano, and Strayhorn's After All, and magnificent work on the trombone by Lawrence Brown, alto saxophone by Johnny Hodges. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Olympic Hot Tub Company, celebrating 32 years of serving Puget Sound with locations in Seattle, Fife, Everett, Issaquah, and Lacey. Locally owned and operated, offering a complete line of energy-efficient hot spring spas and Finlayo saunas. More information at OlympicHotTub.com.
Now I'd like to chase a composition, meaning a composition played by different folks. The composition is by Johnny Carisi, and it's called Israel. Starting first, in 1949 for Capitol Records, Miles Davis and his orchestra, meaning Miles trumpet, J.J. Johnson trombone, Sandy Siegelstein French horn, Lee Conan alto, Jerry Mulligan baritone saxophone, Bill Barber tuba, John Lewis piano, Nelson Boyd string bass, Kenny Clark drums, to be followed by Bill Evans trio, Evans piano, Scotty LaFaro bass, Paul Modian on drums, from 1961 and Riverside Records.
Thank you.
Chasing, a composition by John Carisi called Israel. First, Miles Davis and his orchestra, an arrangement by Carisi in April of 1949 for Capitol Records. Then, 1962 for Riverside, the Bill Evans Trio, Evans Piano, Scott LaFaro, Bass, Paul Modian on drums, and their version of Israel. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. And this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
hundreds of companies that appreciate and value being a part of the public radio community through underwriting. Underwriting acts as a form of marketing that provides access to a large and influential audience. Info on becoming a KPLU underwriter is at kplu.org/underwriting.
There's nothing left for me of all my
currency. You left 3 cents for me among my souvenirs. A broken piggy bank, those jugs of gin you drank, and I have you to thank for all these souvenirs. A bouncing check or two, a farewell note from you, the news that we were through gave me no consolation. And nice box out of ice, a kitchen full of mice, I can't find nothing nice among my souvenirs.
Jones, 1946, for RCA Victor Records, Among My Souvenirs, written by Horatio Nichols. Beautiful. George Treadwell leading the band, playing his trumpet, and Richard Harris trombone, Bud Johnson tenor and arranging. Had a nice solo there, too. Jimmy Jones piano, Al McKibben on bass, J.C. Hurd drums. Among My Souvenirs. Another favorite of mine, if you're interested in that, you'd like that composition, Connie Francis. I think it was an MGM record about 1958, 9, somewhere in there. That was, though, Etta Jones, 1946. Tenor saxophonist Warren Marsh now, 1977 for Interplay Records. He wrote it. It's called Liner Notes. With him on bass, Jim Hewitt. And on drums, Nick Ciroli. Thank you. Warren Marsh for you on tenor saxophone, 1977 for Interplay. And his composition, Liner Notes, those notes that go on records. If you're old enough to remember LPs and the comments on the back and the names of the tunes and all that. Jim Hewitt on string bass and Nick Ciroli on drums. Hold on just a second. I've got to poke some buttons. All right. I'd like to chase Yellow Dog Blues, written by W.C. Handy. And one of his big hits, a matter of fact. Paul Lingle, solo pianist in L.A. 1952 for Good Time Jazz Records, will start. And Bessie Smith, 1928 for Columbia, will end.
In sympathy, let us. sail them across the yellow dawn.
Chasing Yellow Dog Blues, written by W.C. Handy. In Los Angeles, 1952, Paul Lengel played the piano of it. Good time jazz record. Bessie Smith for Columbia Records, 1925, in her version. Joe Smith, cornet, and Charlie Green, trombone. Buster Bailey, clarinet. Coleman Hawkins, tenor. Fletcher Henderson, piano. Charlie Dixon, banjo. And Ralphie Escudero, playing tuba, pretty much out of the Fletcher Henderson Orchestra, behind Bessie Smith. Paul Lengel and Bessie Smith on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Phoenix Art Restoration, providing restoration, conservation, and presentation of fine art and artifacts. Paintings, paper, and objects of all description. Reduce, reuse, restore. Details and more information at phoenixartrestoration.com.
Well, it's the point of the time, getting ready to leave here at 6 when I'm sort of balancing out and juggling things for the time. I'd like to go to Paris in 1937, the great Parisian label Swing. This is simply called The Blues, put together by the trio and led by Philippe Brun, who plays the trumpet, Django Reinhardt, guitar, Stephen Grappelli on Celeste.
Thank you.
a couple of them in that set for you, starting off from Paris, 1937, Philippe Brun playing his trumpet and the blues for Swing Records, accompanied by Django Reinhardt guitar, who also soloed, and Stephen Grappelli on Celeste. Duke Ellington and his famous orchestra in 1938 for Brunswick, Ellington on piano, Johnny Hodges alto, Harry Carney baritone saxophone, Lawrence Brown trombone, Barney Bigard clarinet, and Ellington's I Let a Song Go Out of My Heart. I'd like to end with Booker Little and his band, 1961 for Bethlehem. It's called Booker's Blues. Booker Little, his trumpet and his band for Bethlehem, 1961. Little on trumpet, Julian Priester, trombone, George Coleman, tenor saxophone, Don Friedman, piano, Reggie Workman, bass, and Pete LaRocca playing the drums, and Booker's Blues, written by him. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.
Thanks, Ken. Another great afternoon of jazz. And we've got a great evening of blues coming up right after Stardate.
Stardate, September 6th. Foxes are shy and elusive little creatures, so it's not surprising that the celestial fox is hard to see. Like a fox, Vulpecula is long and skinny. It's about halfway between two of the stars of the summer triangle, Deneb, which is high in the east at nightfall, and Altair, which is in the southeast. Don't bother looking for the outline of a fox, though. You won't find one. In fact, unless you have dark skies, you won't see anything at all, because Vulpecula stars are quite faint. Through a telescope, one of the fox's few impressive sights is a blob of light known as the Dumbbell Nebula. It's a glowing cloud of gas expelled by a dying star. The cloud's outline resembles a dumbbell. It's one of the brightest nebulas of its class, even though it's more than 1,200 light-years away. The nebula formed when a star that was once much like the Sun reached the end of its life. The star had puffed up like a big balloon in response to changes in its core. As the core stopped producing nuclear reactions, the outer layers blew away into space. That probably happened at least 10,000 years ago. As the layers of gas expand, they're zapped by radiation from the star's dead core, which is known as a white dwarf. This energy makes the gas light up like the inside of a fluorescent bulb. The gas is continuing to expand into space. Over time, it'll grow so thin that it will vanish from view, and the Dumbbell Nebula will disappear. We have more sky watching tips, plus star charts, and much more on the night sky in our Stardate magazine. Details are on the web at stardate.org. I'm Sandy Wood.
And our Puget Sound area weather forecast calls for showers this evening, lows around 55, breezy with gusts up to 29 miles an hour, as much as. And for tomorrow's Labor Day holiday, showers are likely, mostly cloudy, highs in the mid-60s, with south wind up to 10, 60% chance of precipitation tomorrow. And cloudy Monday night, and then for Tuesday and the rest of the week, looks like partly sunny weather. It's 61 in Seattle, there's been some light rain, 58 with scattered clouds in Olympia. And if you're listening in Bellingham at 88, 7, 59 with some light rain. And glad you're here. I'm John Kessler. It's time for 6